Now, Cyruta Plus, this is actually the P factor or the bioflavonoid factor. It was Svent Gorgi who found that one of his richest experimental or lab sources for that was paprika. And in fact, that's what led him to discover that. As you may have seen the letter, he had a case of hemorrhagic diathesis, capillary leakage of blood, and he sent the patient some ascorbic acid, and it worked in their case, at least short term. Of course, we didn't get a follow-up. Well, he tried another case and sent them ascorbic acid, and it failed. It didn't do anything. Then there was a case where he sent them paprika and they were cured. He thought, well, it's because of the ascorbic acid. He had a second case, gave them just ascorbic acid, and it failed. He said, obviously, it isn't the ascorbic acid. That's what led him to discover the bioflavonoids. One of the richest sources, based on Lee's work, is buckwheat leaf juice and seed. There's also adrenal cytosol extract. Whoa! Now, you can't get that as a discrete product. We can get Thymex, Orchex, Prostex, Ovex, and Hypothalmex. The cytosols, remember, are water-soluble cell cytosol extracts that are rapidly acting. They don't stay in the bloodstream very long. They're not primarily to induce or bring about healing. They are like replacement therapy, short-term, while you come behind and rebuild the gland, using the appropriate protomorphogen and other nutrients to feed them. Why did he not make the adrenal cytosol extract available in a tablet form, Adrenal-X? You know why? Because people be running around town going to the adrenal extract powder. The Kali cartel would have long ago bombed Palmyra. They'd be out of existence. The adrenal cytosol extract would be a potent upper, and so it had to be handled carefully, and he was wise enough not to play that game with the Food and Drug Administration. People would abuse that. But it is marvelous right now support for that bioflavonoid / C complex and supporting the adrenals. The point is that in most cases where there is a need for the bioflavonoids, they're in a state of hypoadrenia, as you could determine with Ragland's test, should you do that. And let me point out, in the back, in that corner, is the original discussion of the Ragland's test for hypoadrenia as written by Ragland, Donna and Mark. Who found that? Who found it? Donna found it. Yay, Donna. Found the original article, and it's available. I hadn't even seen it. She handed it to me. It's great to have the original thing. So do pick up a copy. They're $200 a piece in the back. Vitamin C, that would be ascorbic acid. There may be a small amount for label purposes in there. Now, using this for capillary fragility, that was the hemorrhagic diathesis, gingivitis. When Lee first released Cyruta Plus, he said the number one indicator of need is pink toothbrush. Easy bleeding when you brush your teeth. That's like a hemorrhagic diathesis. And that's not ascorbic acid deficiency, but the bioflavonoids. Radiation, free radical scavenging, the effects of radiation. Well, we live in that all the time. Migraine headaches, and I find this very effective with migraines. What I'll often do with a case where we're kind of fishing around for exactly what is the deal with this migraine, I'll urge the migraine case to keep a bottle of Cyruta Plus with them. And in the aura phase, they always know when it's coming. They get a prodromal signal of some sort that we're headed for trouble, and that means they're headed into vasodilation. That means they're going to get capillary and venous fluid leakage, and that's going to contribute to the pain. If they'll start chewing one Cyruta Plus about every 15 minutes, maybe every 30 minutes, it's going to vary per patient. Often they can forestall or prevent that attack, but they got to do it right away. It's not, let's think about it. I don't know if this will really work. And by the time they figure it out, it's too late. So Cyruta Plus alone can help. Now, what does that tell you then? That's a great analytic or diagnostic tool. That means the entire C-complex bioflavonoid system and then concurrently the adrenals are in trouble. But then if the adrenals are in trouble, the entire endocrine axis is a mess. And so everything's connected to everything. We'll just shoot them. Well, it leads you clearly back to where the primary cause is. And we're going to get back to the diet and feeding them.
Instead of the adrenal cytosol extract, what about putting adrenamine?
The question is, instead of the adrenal cytosol, why not use Drenamin? The reason is this is a right now support. This is all water soluble. This is not going to stay in the system long, and this is designed to get there and deal with the symptomatic presentation, the aberrant biochemistry now. I can certainly come along behind to bring about the healing, but that would be a different thing. Virus, it is antiviral in this sense. The bioflavonoids don't do anything to a virus. How do you kill a virus?
Shoot it.
You don't. It's already dead. It's not living. What you do is this. What induces a virus to go into a dormant phase? It's always there. We don't get rid of them in that sense. Only your immune system can remove them by tying them up. But how do we get it to go into a dormant phase? Well, we create a hostile environment. It's like they're on a timer. When they go into a replicative phase, they're opportunistic. If they're in an environment where they cannot do it, there is some signal that tells them, migrate back up in the nerve root, go into hiding, we'll try this again later. And what Cyrutoplus does, ostensibly at least, is so dramatically increase the integrity of the cell membranes that the virus has a tougher time penetrating and will tend to go into a dormant phase. It doesn't do anything directly to the virus, but it does boost the integrity of the cell wall, which alone can help slow down or retard the viral rate of growth.
Have you had any results with this with shingles?
Pardon?
Have you had any results with this with shingles?
Results with this with shingles. Only if, in two cases, where they started right away because of previous attacks. So we already had history, and they were told, start doing this immediately. And it helped. But they have to do adrenal support right away because you go into hyperadrenia right away. As soon as the virus is perceived as being on the attack, the adrenals go into high speed and they're already fatigued because it's been happening too long. So Drenamin in that case and the Cyrutoplus will work very well together. Yes?
What about with herpes simplex?
No thanks. I had that for lunch. Herpes simplex, really view it the same way, the same kind of thing. Everybody who has herpes simplex or genital herpes, they always know when they're about to have an eruption, always. They get a burning, itching, there's something where they know that's the time to start this. Now, there's some other factors that can help too. Zinc would be one of them. We'll come to that later. But certainly Drenamin and Cyrutoplus. But for herpes, here's another tip. Studies do support lysine, but that doesn't mean the same stupid mistake, let's take a bucket full of lysine. Add 1 to 3 protofood per day. 3 protofood is what I recommend. At the first sign of the herpes outbreak, Drenamin, Cyrutoplus, and 3 protofood. It is rich in lysine, but not just lysine. The other thing to add would be calcium lactate, 6 to 12 per day. But they've got to start right away. It's almost like they have to know before they know and have it in a little pouch on their belt. Believe me, those suffering will wear the pouch. That's fine. Big pouch, I don't care. As long as I can lug that sucker around, I'll try it if it'll work. And the worst it can do is fail to help. It certainly, in many cases, does the job. Spinal disc lesions for its effect along with collagen rebuilding. And the amount, again, just a recommendation, 3 times per day. You could do up to 20, 21. The number doesn't matter. It's getting it in on a regular basis. If someone needed lots of Cyrutoplus, far better to do it every 15 minutes, 30 minutes, and spread that dose out. Our mistake is giving 6 or 7 at a time. That's like giving 1 or 2 because they're not going to absorb all of that. Cost goes up, effectiveness goes down, and they confirm once again what a quack you are. You know what I mean? Yeah.